Welcome to another episode of TWAT. I, Iron Geek, will be your host for today. Today's subject is changing your MAC address. First, let me explain a few things about MAC addresses. MAC stands for Machine Access Control, and in a sense, the MAC address is a computer's true name on a LAN. An Ethernet MAC address is a 6-byte number, usually expressed as a 12-digit hexadecimal number. For example, 1AB4C234ABIF. For those who don't understand hexadecimal, basically we're talking base 16. So you have the normal 10 numeric characters plus A, B, C, D, E, and F. Since you have access to a few letters, some people like to get cheeky and spell out things with their MAC address, like Dead Beef Cafe. On a local LAN, IPs are translated to MAC addresses by a protocol called ARP, Address Resolution Protocol. Let's say a computer with the IP of 192.168.1.1 wants to send information to another computer on the LAN that has an IP of 192.168.1.2. First, 1.1 will send out a broadcast to all stations on the LAN asking who has the IP address 1.2. Then, the box that has 1.2 will respond to 1.1 with its MAC address, which is then cached by 1.1 in its ARP table for later use. Once 1.1 and 1.2 know each other's MAC addresses, they can start exchanging data across the network. You can see the current ARP table by dropping out to a command prompt in Windows and typing ARP-A. In Linux, you can just drop out to a command prompt and type ARP, but the ARP-A will also work. ARP can also work the other way by a host on the LAN sending its MAC address to another machine on the LAN for preemptive caching, unless the host is configured not to accept unrequested ARP replies. This is what happens sometimes when someone does something called ARP poisoning or ARP spoofing. A person might want to change the MAC address of their network card for one of many reasons. To get past MAC address filtering done by the router or access point if it's a wireless network. Valid MAC addresses can be found by either sniffing them or using a wireless tool like Kismet to find out what MAC addresses actually are attaching, and then you could assign that particular MAC address to your machine so you can easily attach. Be forewarned, though, that having two machines out there on the network with the same MAC address can cause some network stability problems. Another reason would be to sniff someone else's connection by taking their MAC address. That way the data gets sent to both of you if you're on a switched network. Like I said before, though, this can cause certain network stability issues. A third reason, so as to keep the burned-in MAC address out of the IDS and security logs of machines they might be trying to connect to, thus keeping deviant behavior from being connected to their particular hardware. And a fourth reason might be to pull off the denial-of-service attack. For instance, if the attacker decided to set their MAC address to be the same as the gateway, that could cause certain issues with traffic trying to flow outside onto the internet and basically take the LAN down from outside communications. Or if someone wanted to mess with a server, they could take the server's MAC address, cause confusion on the network on who to talk to, and cause a huge DOS attack. I'm going to assume that my listener is not quite that deviant and just wants to be able to bypass certain MAC address restrictions set up on a wireless router. Some hotels use this technique to make people pay for a connection to the internet, and by knowing what MAC addresses already are allowed in, someone can set their particular NIC to have that MAC address and get out on the internet without issue. By far, it's much easier to change your MAC address in Unix-like operating systems than it is in Windows. In Linux, all it takes is two simple commands that are easily scripted. Let's assume that you want to assign yourself the MAC address of all zeros and a 1 on the end, and that your network interface that you want to change the MAC address of is if0. Then all you have to do is use two simple commands. The first command is ifconfig space if0 space down space hw space ether space 00:00:00:00:00:00:01. Just hit enter at that point to enter that command. Once that's done, you got to bring that particular network interface back up with ifconfig space if0 space up. Then just hit enter. Don't worry, these commands will be in the show notes. These two little commands would set your interface if0 to use the MAC address all zeros and a 1. Just plug the NIC you want to set into that particular equation, and you should be able to set its MAC address to whatever you like. Now, on Windows, it's a little more complicated to change your MAC address, but still very possible. The first way you can do it is by editing your registry, and then stopping and restarting your card. However, this is really complex to explain via audio, so you might want to check out the show notes for a link to where it's actually described where in the registry you can make the setting. The easy way to change your MAC address in Windows is to download and use one of the three tools I'm about to mention. You would use Mac Makeup, SMAC, or EtherChange. Mac Makeup is a cool little GUI and command line tool that's freeware. The creator also offers a plugin for Bart's PE Builder if you want to use it. SMAC has a nice GUI and was free, but has since gone commercial. Since GUIs are for wimps, and I'm cheap, I'll choose to use Arne Vidstrom's EtherChange, or Mac Makeup. EtherChange is completely free and easy to use. Just walk through the interactive dialog, restart your NIC, and you're done. The best way to restart your NIC in Windows is to right-click on Network Places, go to Properties, find the particular network card that you want to reset, go to Disable, let it disable itself, then right-click on it and re-enable it. At that point, the MAC address you set using Mac Makeup or EtherChange should take effect. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of TWAT. Until later, this is Iron Geek signing off.